Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you taking some time and we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. We have a fantastic small school prospect from the Great American Conference. It's none other than Jordan Norris from Northwestern Oklahoma State. Jordan, we always appreciate guys coming on. Can you imagine that next year at this time, you know, you'll be a year out of college? I mean, in a few months, your teammates will be doing spring football and you'll kind of be focusing on getting yourself into the National Football League?
I can't actually imagine. It's been crazy how fast everything has been moving. I mean, you know, trying to prepare myself, you know, not going into spring ball after, what, 4 or 5 years, including high school, is, you know, it's a little weird.
I'm sure. And, you know, when we talk to guys kind of, you know, a few months from now, you know, they'll kind of, we'll joke around with them like, you know, sometimes they'll wake up late, you know, because you don't have practice, but that paranoia that you think you missed practice will kind of settle in. So I look forward to kind of maybe texting you one of those days to find out if that's happening to you. I'm curious because, I mean, you've grown into a very talented defensive back, and I think, you know, your play speaks volumes to kind of what you bring to the table. How did you kind of get lost, you know, in the shuffle coming out of high school? Because I think the platform of Northwestern Oklahoma State, you know, I think you could have played at even a higher level of collegiate football. I mean, were you undersized? Was it great? Kind of, you know, talk about, you know, how they kind of read you, you know, leaving high school.
Well, I think that, you know, the main, I guess you could say, problem was my size. I mean, I was maybe a 140 soaking wet. I had the height,
But
I didn't have the weight. My recruiting wasn't, you know, like any other. It was, you know, basically on my own. I've always done it, you know, that way with recruiting or whatever. And, you know, I got my film together. I got what plays that I did make, and I sent them out to every school in Texas and, you know, D1, D2, D3, and got a couple responses back, but nothing, you know, serious. So I actually got on with a buddy, and he, you know, he got me in contact with one of the coaches that were, you know, there at the time, and they, I guess they liked what they saw, and they got me down there on a visit. You know, I committed on the spot, and it was just one of those deals that, you know, I took the chance, you know, when I got it.
And obviously, I mean, you made the most of the opportunity.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, like I said, I did the recruiting by myself. I didn't really have the, you know, the look that a college football player would have. And, you know, I mean, I made it happen.
Nice. Not the look that a college player have, but you have the look of an NFL type player now. So that's kind of where you want to be, Jordan. When do you kind of start to emerge and kind of maybe, you know, the reality sets in that you can maybe take this to the next level? Because, you know, as well as anybody, I mean, everybody that suits up on Saturday wants an opportunity to go at it on Sunday. I mean, do you get some visits from scouts? Do the coaches kind of say, hey, you know, Jordan, keep doing what you're doing? Do you have some great games against, you know, great competition? Kind of share how the reality kind of starts to set in that you know that, you know, this is a realistic opportunity at the end of your college journey.
Well, I know one of the main, you know, factors that played a part is the whole, you know, social media. My junior year, about two games in, I was, you know, struggling or whatever. And, you know, I wasn't thinking about any, you know, future, you know, playing in the NFL at the time. And then I caught the first pick. And it was, you know, it was pick after pick after that. And once I started doing that, then I started getting, you know, like, I started seeing tweets and stuff about, you know, my name in it, you know, mentioned with NFL, you know, other NFL talent out there at the time. And I was like, oh, you know, this is real. And so really I was more shocked than anything. I was like, you know, are they, you know, talking about me, you know, this kid that had one offer out of high school. And I mean, that's really what set it in, is I was, you know, at the time I was really just, you know, performing and started seeing my name out there. And I was just, you know, like, okay, this is real. So.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jordan Norris, the standout defensive back from Northwestern Oklahoma State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft with this young man. If you guys miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we always love featuring their draft bio page at collegetopro.com. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Jordan Norris moving forward. For you, kind of break us into what makes you special. I mean, you know, you said you came in at 140 pounds soaking wet. I mean, what's your height and weight right now? And what are scouts, if they're watching some film of you, what do you think those homegrown qualities are that they're going to kind of fall in love with?
Well, right now I'm at, 5'10", 175, which is a big jump from 140. I would say that my standouts is my speed. I got good hips. I got the ability to, to recover back on a route. Mentally, I'm there. I can read routes. I got the ability that I can, if I get beat on the route, I can get back up the next play and, do my job and not let it get to me. But at 175, I've got, I've got pretty good strength. I know my record, 225 is 14 or 15. So my size doesn't hold me back, and that's one of the main things that I've always had to prove. So I would say my speed is my main, key that helps me, because I've got speed to recover and, chase down somebody who's broke, on the long run or.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, having that speed, that's key. And especially, when you don't have the dimensions that they want initially off the cuff. It's always good to have speed in your back pocket, because that allows for anything that they can't check mark on you. That's a big bonus. For you, and I wish I knew more about what you got to do every Saturday, but kind of take us into the defensive scheme, what you guys ran, and, what your kind of coaches asked of you each Saturday.
Well, our defensive coordinator had us running a 4-2-5, and it's weird because the defense he had us running was – you could be playing man on one side and zone on the other. And it was just, kind of mixed up everywhere around the field. But, the main thing he had us doing is, keeping it simple so we could play fast. Being able to play fast, you click on all cylinders without even thinking. He had us sprint to the ball after every play in practice. You get beat on a route, he has you playing the hands. He was a great coach, don't get me wrong. And, he's a great guy to be around. He knew how to connect with players. And, that's kind of how that, went on the defensive side of it. Nice. And it was easy to take in. So.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed, Jordan? I mean, sometimes, you kind of said, you're playing zone on one side, your teammate's playing man on the other. Is there anything that scouts won't see on film? And we could maybe say film study, leadership qualities. I mean, what aspects do you bring to the table that are huge bonuses that they may not necessarily see on film that they should know about you as a prospect?
I'm a real passionate player. And you can't really see that on film all the time. You'll see during the game, I'll get extra hyped up, if we make a big play. I'll get hyped up if we don't make a big play, trying to get the guys going. I've been pushed to be a leader all 4 years, and that's finally evolved since I came in. And I would say I'm real passionate about the game. You see guys like Odell Beckham Jr., going crazy on the sidelines. I'm not that crazy or nothing. I'm not saying that's a problem, but I'll show my emotions when I have to. And when I want to, so.
You kind of talked about, doing the show, we're speaking right now, you seem, a calm demeanor about you. When does that switch kind of get flipped? At what point in the day do you, on a Saturday, do you arrive at the stadium and Jordan Norris, the hyped up defensive back, kind of comes to life? At what point in that day does that happen?
Let's see, it would come probably about an hour, maybe 30 minutes before kickoff. I'll try to keep myself real calm before the game. That way I'm not, you know, freaking out or whatever. And, you know, I know I can play with, you know, with these guys, and I'm just in my head, I'm thinking, okay, do what you do, do what you got to do. And, you know, let's get out of here. And I would say about 30 minutes before game time, I'll start getting hyped up and, you know, the music's playing, blood's pumping, and we'll just get it going.
Nice, nice. For you, I mean, if scouts are listening, we do pass this off to all the scouts that we are connected to. What are some of the games, or maybe one game in particular, or play? I mean, what are some of the games that you would say, hey, you know, go back and watch this particular tape. You know, I think I did, you know, above average here. This is some good tape to watch.
One of the games that I would say, and this is probably the biggest game of my career, would be when we played Arkansas Tech this year. We played them down there. You know, game was going good. It was great, you know, great weather, great atmosphere. I believe it was their homecoming. And we get down early. I think we were down by 21 going into half. And I want to say the third quarter, or yeah, it was a third quarter, I caught the first pick. And I mean, that kind of, I don't want to say it changed the game, but I think I'm pretty much, you know, it changed the game. And we got the pick, you know, scored, got the ball back. We were rolling. We were down 28-35 in the fourth quarter with about 3 minutes or so. And, you know, their quarterback, they bring in the backup quarterback. And believe it or not, just before that we go out on the field, I tell our quarterback, and I'm running down the sideline, I'm like, watch this. And next play, I go out there and catch a bubble screen and return it for a touchdown, you know, to tie the game. You know, of course, we didn't end up winning the game, which, you know, really sucks. But I feel like that was one of my better games, probably the best game that I played in college football.
Nice.
Another one would be against East Central at home. You probably heard of David Moore, you know, big guy, big receiver.
Uh-huh.
One of the best, you know, receivers in, you know, D2. I was given, you know, the opportunity to play against him all game. I was following him all game. You know, we were going at it, just executing all my assignments, doing my job, no matter what, you know, what they threw at us. I caught another pick on the goal line that game to, you know, hold him from scoring. That was one of the more dominant games execution-wise. And, you know, the whole defense was just clicking on all cylinders that game and kind of just, you know, brought the momentum up to where everybody beat. And, you know, we got to roll in those games. So those would be the two games that were, you know, the best in my eyes. So.
That great stuff and great explanation. I mean, you know, so sometimes we'll ask a lot of guys questions and you just kind of get some, you know, simple, you know, like, you know, two or three word responses, you know, but I love the attention to detail and kind of really sharing with us. And we, you know, all the listeners out there that listen to the C2P, they can kind of really gain some knowledge and what makes this young man work. And that is Jordan Norris, Northwestern Oklahoma State standout DB, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some draft. Do you get comparisons? Is there anyone that you compare yourself to that's at the next level? We know you're not saying, hey, I'm as good as this individual guy, but just in terms of just maybe style and the way you kind of bring it?
Man, I like to think of myself as, you know, another Josh Norman. I love the way he plays. I mean, as you can see, he's, you know, always been the enemy, you know, in the media's eyes, you know, with the whole – him versus Odell Beckham thing, and that's kind of been how it was all year. That's kind of been how it was all year with me and, you know, some other guys, believe it or not. Though it wasn't broadcasted, you know, ESPN, me and those guys were going at it. We like to jaw and talk to each other, and that's kind of how I relate to you know, Josh Norman, is because he, you know, the dude can play. He's the highest paid corner for a reason. And, you know, that when he talks, that gets him going. That kind of fuels his fire, and that's what kind of fueled me, is, you know, being able to, you know, to talk and get it going like that. But, I mean,
right.
You know, he's got great cover skills. I mean, I would say I got great cover skills. And, I mean, that's really who I would compare it to.
Nice. That's a good comparison. You know, we actually, he was on the show as well when we were down at the East West Shrine game when he was going through the draft process. So, you know, we had him on.
Okay.
And, you know, you see this taller, lanky kid, you know, and you just, you know, what's funny is you see what he's kind of become, at least in the eyes of, you know, people who know him now in the NFL. And just a humble, quiet kid, really. I mean, one of the more shyer guys that we've actually had, you know, face-to-face, one-on-one with. And, you know, you share that probably with people out there listening, and they're probably like, no, 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 no. But I'm telling you, just quiet, humble. I remember doing it at the Trade Winds Hotel where we did the interview, but it's a great prospect. Once again, Jordan Norris here on the C2P. Jordan, I can't believe we're almost out of time, but before we wrap things up, we always just like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way to kind of, you know, maybe get a quick laugh. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now, this is usually the question you guys enjoy answering the most, I believe. Female celebrities, Jordan. If you could ask any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Man, you're going to get me in trouble with my girlfriend. I'll have to pick Rihanna. I mean, she knows that. I'll go Rihanna. That's, I mean, she's, you know, she's that celebrity. You know, I'm sure everybody else knows Beyonce, but I pick Rihanna.
Yeah, Beyonce, Rihanna. I get a ton of Megan Good. I know all the names
usual.
And all beautiful ladies. Yeah, and they're all franchise picks. I don't think we could go wrong with any of them.
Right.
It could be you or a teammate. Who had the most off the wall nickname, and how'd they get it inside that locker room?
Oh man. I don't know about all that. I can't even remember any of the nicknames that you know people would get. I'll give you one. Here's we had a safety. His name was Caden Gasek, and I would call him, you know, the White Mamba, because he would get out there with a swagger and it would just rile us all up. But, I mean, that's all I can give you as far as I remember.
That's all right. And then
tough one, right?
Since you said you kind of like being hyped up out there, have you ever said anything to a wide receiver or maybe even an opposing teammate where you kind of said it to kind of maybe get hyped up, but you even had to giggle yourself because it was kind of so out of whack?
Yeah, I've said a couple things in my times. I can't remember exactly everything that I said, but I've said some pretty mean things, and I mean, that'll get me riled up, and I don't know if I can, you know, say all that on the show.
That's okay. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints cleats, and he does a fantastic job for pros and college guys in all sports. But if you could have your cleats painted, what would you like those themes? I mean, what kind of style would you want on those?
What do you mean by my cleats painted?
He designs the cleats. Like, you know, you buy your cleats, whatever cleats you wear, your spikes, your football shoes. And then, you know, he does the, you know, the paint job on them.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out what you were saying. Okay. I'd probably go with my, probably throw my number on there. You know, I'm a huge Buckeye fan, so I'd like, you know, some Buckeye stuff on there. I probably have to have some more time to sit down and, you know, actually draw it out and think about it. But as far as I can, you know, come up with right now, that's all I can think of.
Excellent stuff. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. We can't wait to follow you as you kind of make this journey to the next level. If anything we can do here at the C2P, let us know. With that said, though, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
All right, thanks, Bo. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jordan Norris, standout Northwestern Oklahoma State defensive back. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft, young man. Remember, if you guys want to listen to this show in its entirety, you can check it out.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.